just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. How are you today on a Monday? What an interesting weekend it was in sports, no doubt about it. 1 hour in the books already. Moving on to the 3 o'clock hour. Still have some AFC post-game sound. And we'll get into that. Drink totals for the weekend with an asterisk by me. And a movie review, among other things, just to get through the 3 o'clock hour. So we will get to all that. If you want to jump on at any time, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. And 7 minutes past the hour, it is time for a SportsCenter Rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
This SportsCenter Rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com. The Los Angeles Chargers are hiring former Dallas OC Kellen Moore for the same position. Moore and the Cowboys mutually agreed to part ways. That report coming out yesterday. Multiple reports out of Miami that the Dolphins will hire Vic Fangio to be their next defensive coordinator. Legend hockey Bobby Hull, the Blackhawks' all-time leading goal scorer, passed away at the age of 84. In 8 games in the NBA tonight, a doubleheader on NBA TV. Tips off at 7:30, Lakers at Nets.
All right. Watching LeBron's temper tantrum once again at the Garden. Man.
What will Ben Simmons do?
Very upset.
Or is he hurt?
Who, Ben?
Yeah.
I don't know. I said LeBron, not Ben.
No, I know, but I'm thinking Ben Simmons. Remember he had 0 the other night, Friday?
Yeah. He either has 10 or 0. Right?
Something like that.
All right, let's knock off some more of this sound. We spent a lot of time with the NFC. It's through the AFC here. By the way, real quick note, what did y'all think of Kellen Moore? Another firing by Mike McCarthy, and then he gets picked up by the Chargers right away.
I thought it would have been really interesting if Eric Bieniemy, if he doesn't get the head coaching gig with Indy, and that would have been something if you got the OC with the Chargers, when that, it's in the division, with that talented bunch of guys, that would have been interesting. When was he even offered?
Yeah, I'd really love to see what Eric Bieniemy can do with a good quarterback. But as we talked about last week, maybe his deal is I want to show what I could do without Patrick Mahomes.
Or just
which is just a stupid thought process, but he has to do it.
I think it's more without Andy Reid. Because even last night, sometimes Andy Reid's barking out to play, sometimes Bieniemy is. I mean, I think there's an image, right, correctly or wrongly.
But how many Andy Reid OCs have gotten gigs elsewhere? I mean,
I don't have a good answer for you.
There's just not a good answer to this.
I just know that maybe he needs to go somewhere else. I don't know. Here are the Bengals stopping the Chiefs on 3rd and 9 for the first time, but the play continues, even though it was quote-unquote whistled dead. Now, Chris, you say on the audio here, we can hear it's not loud enough that we can't hear the quarterback.
I don't hear a whistle.
You're telling me there's a whistle?
I don't hear a whistle.
All right, let's hear it on CBS.
It's far easier to double team Kelsey.
That whistle right there.
But you don't have other guys, so
that was a start.
Oh, start on
him right there as well.
On 3rd and 9, bodies around him. It's caught by Kelsey, but Bell is not going to
let him
get anywhere
whistle.
Close to a first down. Kansas City, before that, had converted its last 5 third downs, but now they're coming off the field.
And that's the second half adjustment. Wizard on defense, and there's the wizard on offense. But right there, you saw Kelsey chip and then get out, and there's the footwork. The adrenaline is there. He's going to be all right. He's going to have to stand in and create some plays at some point at the end of this. These guys are not going to be that open. I've been watching these receivers, Jim. There's not a lot of help right now happening, and they are targeting Kelsey with, double, triple team in some ways, chucking him at the line with it.
The ball was set. The play was shut down. The clock and should not have started. Please reset the game clock to 10 minutes, 24 seconds. Put 10 seconds on the play clock. We will start the play clock on my signal. Game clock will start on the snap. 10:29 on the game clock. It will start on the snap. Thank you.
Huh.
Not done.
Evan was right. That was about as high charged seeing that.
They're going for this, Jim.
Oh, look at this.
They're going to go for this. They're putting the offense back out there.
It's not
There's
10
down. Seconds on the clock.
It's third down.
So they said they're going to put the play clock back to 10.
So,
it's third down.
Jane,
why did we have fourth down?
Sort this out.
Listening to Ron Torbert, he said that the play was shut down. We may not have heard it here with the noise factor, but the play was shut down prior to that snap. The play runs completely out, and what Ron just said is we're going to reset this. We're basically having a do-over here, guys. We're going to have a third down play do-over.
Zach Taylor can't believe it because there certainly didn't seem any indication, just eyeballing it here, that there was anything other than a play in action.
Second time today. The crowd noise is way up. Now, we couldn't hear because the microphone went out on Tolbert, but I would be livid right here because it's like, how does no one come flying in, right? You're just going to tell us after a full play goes? I mean, this is huge. Zach Taylor is beyond himself, and in some ways, I mean, the truth is, if you can't hear it, you can't hear it, but they still blew the whistle.
How about waving an arm and letting everybody know that the play's dead?
More Bengal fans there than I anticipated.
The guy running onto the field was waving his arm. It certainly appears that, I don't know, I still can't.
But he stopped once the play started. He put his hand up. You could see him wave once, and then the play starts. And he puts his arms down and lets the play happen and then goes and says, no, I blew my whistle when, in fact, I didn't.
And you can clearly hear the first whistle to set the play clock at 10 seconds before he told him to do it again.
Right.
And then you can hear when the tackle was made. You can clearly hear those whistles. There's no whistle in between
them. So when asked about the normal protocols are for when a play can't get stopped in time and the play gets off, but the situation doesn't affect the play, Torbert reiterated, quote, if we were trying to shut down the play and we couldn't, we would shut it down and go back and replay the down. Now, after that situation, the score was still tied at 20, but it took some time off because they did have to punt. I mean, they got the first down.
They ran another play, and then they punted.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember, it was like 2:19 or something. I can't remember.
Scoring made 20 apiece before the Chiefs were able to move the ball down the field with 30 seconds left on the clock to set up the game-winning field goal, which was aided by an unbelievable Mahomes scramble, number one, and two, the 15-yard penalty out of bounds, which was gigantic.
The late hit. After another third down chance, Eli Apple gets called for holding automatic first down. CBS.
Let's give Mahomes another opportunity. That seems like you're not looking forward to that.
Let's see what happens with it. Mahomes is down at the 24. B.J. Hill, there is a flag, though, in the secondary near midfield.
You can't give him another chance. It's going to be a hold on Eli Apple, 20. He was holding downfield on Scantling.
Holding. Defense number 20, 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Oh, my goodness. This is so incredibly crazy right there, what just happened. You got an extra play. You end up getting the sacks. You stop him twice. But Eli Apple has the tough assignment because that's the only guy you really can go to on the outside. But he holds him right there, Jim. That's a good call.
You can imagine how this is being received up in Cincinnati. They've got to be
livid.
Out of their mind with...
I didn't hear the whistle, did you?
No, I didn't hear it at all.
And that's twice today.
So the mulligan, as you call it, leads to a new set of downs.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, they did punt. They had
now,
a punt.
That wasn't all, because later on, you got a quarterback on one wheel trying to get into field goal range, scrambles. Mahomes did for 8 yards, would not have been within field goal range, but a late push out of bounds by Joseph Asai. Tack on 15 yards. They're in field goal range. Bucker, game-winning kick. Here was the penalty on CBS.
Can't help but wonder, Tony, will this be the first overtime of the postseason with the new rules? Of course, the last game with the old rules of overtime was between these two last year.
Yeah, I mean, right now it favors that, but you still got a chance to clock it. Take your time and take the shot down.
Here's Mahomes rolling out on third and four. He's going to go for the, yes, he's got the marker. He's got the out of bounds to stop it. And Osai was hurt as he hit the bench. And a flag's coming in to put him 15 yards closer.
Oh, my gosh. The only time he had to use the legs fully, he turned on and he put it on himself. And that's going to put them in position to get.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense, number 58.
And that 15 yards
from the end of the play.
He's going to take this all the way into an inside of about 40-yard field goal attempt to go to the Super Bowl.
Oops. That's a big oops.
Oh, that's a major.
That would have been from there. Before the penalty, would have been a 57-yarder, which Bucker could not have hit.
Well, they would have gone for it.
I know, obviously. Who knows what
they said? They actually said, if you remember, that neither kicker was barely making 50 in the pregame, yeah.
So here he is from 45 for the win and a trip to the Super Bowl on CBS.
Now they've moved the spot back an additional 5 yards, so 8 seconds left and a 45-yard attempt by Harrison Bucker. Here's Bucker. For 45 yards. All the way. It's good.
Cincinnati with an unbelievable season. 10 straight wins. Silenced all the doubters. They did everything right. They had their chance. The ball, a drive. And that's how close this thing comes down to. The plays were made by the two superstars of Kansas City. Two outstanding teams for the next decade, Jim. We're going to see them a lot, I believe.
Okay. You know, let's not forget, I'm not going to say the game was lost for the Bengals, so to speak, in the first quarter, because obviously they came back for a 10-point deficit and tied it. However, Burrow got sacked 3 times in the first quarter. You know what the net yardage was for the Bengals in the first quarter?
Wasn't good.
It was zero, actually.
Zero.
Yeah, I remember.
Zero.
And I think they threw, the second quarter was much better.
Oh, obviously, the second was much better. But even, you know, even the second quarter, they put up 6 points. The Bengals Chiefs put up 10. Mm.
And I think, if you're a Chiefs fan, look, you guys made the play. Like, you made the plays down the stretch. The tip pass.
You stopped Burrow late in the game.
You did the things that you had to do. But if you're a Chiefs fan, I think you also need to acknowledge that there were some questionable ref decisions in that game, and that doesn't take anything away from you guys and how good your team is. It's a very good team.
Yeah.
There were just a lot of weird instances with the refs in that game.
I would say, as however you want to feel about the referee not blowing the whistle, dibble, whatever, I think the two calls, and we mentioned them earlier, that the two holding calls, which were blatant, should have been blatant calls against Kansas City, were not called. Mm-hmm. I would be more furious if I'm a Bengals fan about that, because they were two that I can remember really, really, really bad holes that didn't get called.
No question about it. All right. Your thoughts on that? 239-337-ESPN. Yes, Chris?
Even Romo, and we didn't play the sound there. I was trying to narrow it down on what we played.
Streamline it a little bit.
But the play that I thought put Cincinnati back in, and I thought in a position to win, when Kansas City was trying to throw a screen pass out to the side and Mahomes just – it slipped out of his hand while throwing.
It could have been, I thought it was going to be a scoop and score.
How does Romo not see that that's a fumble?
I don't know.
It was.
How does he, like, you see that play a handful of times every season. Right. For what, a little moisture gets in between the hand and the ball, and it just slips. It's a fumble every time.
And it's very, not even so much that. I guess it was freezing out. It's probably about 9 degrees, it felt like, at that time. It does happen. And you're right. And Romo went on and on for, well, we got to see the replay. What?
No, that's always a fumble. That's always a fumble.
Yeah. No question.
Clearly a fumble. Oh, there's some other, I mentioned earlier, there's some kind of goofy things that happened in this game, though. How about this one? How about Andy Reid challenging the incompletion that was absolutely a clear incompletion in the first quarter? Bad. It was a 3rd and 5 from the Cincinnati 25-yard line. Reid wanted to try and win a challenge. Mm-hmm. Mahomes felt the blitz, tossed up a perfect fade to wideout Kadarius Toney, the midseason acquisition. Briefly caught the ball, lost it on the way down, seemingly setting up a field goal try and 4th down. And then Reid chose to challenge. The Chiefs again, had the ability to control the clock and see the replays, which would have allowed Reed to get a definitive look before using the challenge. And then he had the ability to ask Tony himself what happened. He didn't do it. That was another bad move. I'm sorry, by Andy Reid.
It's why the NFL needs to go to the college football model and every play is reviewable. Why can't we just get the correct call?
Like,
Shanahan probably should have thrown that flag when Devontae Smith caught it in the first quarter that set up the first touchdown of that game.
Yeah.
But why is that his responsibility there? Why can't there be an official that just looks at every play, the replay, and buzzes down and says, no, let's look at this and make sure that the call on the field is correct. Bill Belichick has said this for years. Let's get the call correct.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the call is. It shouldn't be that pass interference is or isn't challengeable or what. So because you get one out of your two challenges correct, you can't challenge a third bad call?
Well, you got a really bad crew and they're like four bad calls against you. You only got two flags.
It's stupid.
But, and then the one thing back, you know, back in when I was covering the team, Bill would talk all the time about, I believe, Ernie Adams. Ernie Adams was a guy in the booth for the Patriots and he didn't miss anything. And a very, very once in a blue moon, they get one wrong. But what Andy Reid, the same thing. I don't know what his guy in the booth is doing. I don't know what Shanahan's guy in the booth was doing. They had Ronald Jones takes a second and one carry for no gain. Remember this one?
Yeah, what happened?
He played just 38 offensive snaps all season. 17 came in week 18 of the Raiders. Why is he carrying the ball?
Yeah.
10 of his 17 rushing attempts came in the Raiders contest, mostly against Kansas City's backups in the game during the fourth quarter. So he pops up in the first quarter of the conference title game, stuffed on a second and one attempt. He's on the field in the ensuing third and one conversion on a Hardman jet sweep and did not play another offensive snap. I don't know why you have people like that in the game. I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't make a lot of sense to me. And then, how about this one? How about the – and I think it was a set play. I think Travis Kelce, that lateral that he tried to do to McKinnon, I think was a set play. And the second time, I think he wanted to do it. There was a second – I thought he was going to do it again. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Yeah.
It looked like a set hook and ladder. I don't know if anybody asked him that after the game. That could have been a disaster. Yeah. He dropped the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he caught a curl for 12 yards in the first down, and then he lateraled it to McKinnon.
Well, you could ask Travis Kelce anything you wanted after the game. I think every answer was going to involve the mayor of the Cincinnati Bengals. The mayor of Cincinnati.
Yes.
The jabroni.
Jabroni, thank you.
And now we got the Kelce Bowl. I guess his brother, who's center for the Eagles.
And then you had the Bengals take timeouts on either side of third and one during the two-minute drill. 43 seconds to go in the first half, Joe Burrow found P. Ryan for a four-yard completion, sets up third and one. Zach Taylor took his first timeout, sent a run in for Joe Mixon, who converted the first down. Then he used his second timeout immediately afterward for 39 seconds to go. Then Burrow hit T. Higgins for an 11-yard gain. Cincinnati uses its final timeout. Burrow then linked up with Higgins for 21 yards to set up first and goal. But with the team out of timeouts, the clock ran. Burrow threw two incompletions to Higgins before Bengals was forced to kick the field goal.
Wasn't that on the fake but, two-point conversion? When they had to burn a timeout. You can't call back-to-back timeouts. They wanted
was a Philly game.
No, that was
a Philly game. Am I getting my games
mixed
up? Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
Taylor can't know how the timeouts are going to be used when he's facing third and one, but why did they send in two plays? I don't get it. There was some really... And then Mahomes on the loses the ball, as you said, in the attempted screen. The Bengals recovered.
Yeah.
That was something.
I thought that was the play that was going to flip the game. I thought that was the play where when Cincinnati made that, there were about 7-8 minutes left in the fourth quarter there.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that feels like the play where the Bengals go down and score.
Yeah.
I believe that would have given them the lead if they had scored at that point. And then
Sam Hubbard recovered.
Yeah. I thought that was the play that was going to flip the momentum.
Let's call the phones, 239-337-ESPN. My man Otis standing by. Want to talk about the AFC Championship game. Otis, did you win yourself a stack in that AFC Championship game? Otis, you there? Chris, what's going on?
I don't see his name up here.
I think it's our phone system.
What the heck?
It's our phones.
All right, let's take a break.
Let me reset.
Reset. Otis, Chris has got to go down with his runny nose and bend underneath the board and go fix it. We'll hear from Otis when we come back.
Maybe.
You know what? You're right. Maybe. These things sometimes last
he
week's.
Is in radio.
Oh, there we go.
He is in radio Science talk show caller, sports radio talk show caller purgatory.
Yeah.
It's like a, he's in the Nexus.
Wow. All right. While we're waiting for the reset, quick drinking totals for the weekend. Chris, did you knock some down at Gasparilla?
Not too many. I think I had four of like the big cans.
Oh, okay.
And yesterday maybe had another four.
All right.
And maybe had four glasses of wine Friday night. So let's call it a dozen.
Wow. Pete, your usual 10 vodkas?
Right around there. And actually might have been like close to 8 or 9. Didn't go crazy yesterday.
All right. Well, I had a situation where I made a mistake.
Yeah, what? Whoa.
So Sunday, you know, I drink coffee a couple times a week probably, but I like it on Sunday morning. I had an extra mocha. Just, it was jolted. It was full of caffeine. Just a hard-charged coffee. It was good. I enjoyed it. Later on, I had one of those flavored Zip Fizzes that I drink that have lots of caffeine. So I've had my quota of caffeine here. I'm good to go. And then the early game gets ready to kick off, and I'm like, all right, I need something. Went to the refrigerator. Thought I was grabbing one of those leftover White Claws that I've gotten into recently. I've enjoyed very much. Turned out, apparently, we had some Celsius's in the refrigerator that look a lot like White Claws. And there's no alcohol in it, but there's an ass load of caffeine. It's one of those power drinks, energy drinks.
They're really good.
Sugar-free or not?
Yeah, it is sugar-free, but that's not the
point.
I
know.
My heart's already ready to explode, racing a little bit with a high amount of caffeine, and I just started drinking that thing before I realized what it was. I'm like, there's no alcohol in here, but there's an ass load of caffeine. So, yeah, I almost killed myself.
Mm.
Needed to take a little melatonin to go to sleep last night.
Oh, yeah?
Help myself out. Yeah. So I made a mistake on that. But the cans do look similar. They're both white cans, both slender.
Yeah, doesn't one have a black top, though?
I don't think so.
I think Celsius has a black top.
This one didn't.
Okay.
I'm going to call no.
Okay.
I'm going to call honest mistake for me not reading the label.
Well, and yeah, I mean, they are different drinks. Like, do you...
Well, no, I mean, they were...
Do you accidentally grab a Bud Light when you're trying to get a can of Pepsi?
No, but they're both blue.
Yeah, that's my point here.
That could have happened.
That's what I'm saying.
And they were both, with the White Claw, I like the blackberry, and this was a different kind of berry.
They got a berry Celsius, yeah.
So I'm thinking, and it kind of tasted similar. It was light with a slight hint of fruit.
What an enigma. What a dilemma.
Yeah.
How'd you survive?
I don't know. I'm lucky I didn't kill myself.
Did you? Better than killing me.
My heart could have exploded.
Pete, that's your route.
Yeah.
That you're in. So pour Celsius and all of Craig's White Claws.
With a whole bunch of vodka. Yeah. And then a Red Bull.
Boom. Yeah.
Payback, Craig. Payback.
I guess. It could be. It could be. All right. When we come back, I have my first 2023 movie review.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think I've seen something you guys haven't, but I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. So we'll do that, and we may or may not hear from Otis if the phone lines are working. Although I did hear the dial tone, so I think
they're
it is working.
So
239-337 ESPN. Philadelphia taking on Kansas City in the big game February 12th. We will once again be your home for the radio broadcast February 12th. Coverage of the big game presented by Naples Wealth Planning, who have sponsored all of our playoff coverage. Thank you very much, Brian. All that coming up, Shima to Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Lee County Baseball on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line says, Chris, not all Celsius have black top. It depends on their flavor. And Eagles fan says, Celsius is a big no-no for me. It makes me twitch.
Mm.
Go Birds.
Well, I only, not only, but I prefer the think it's the peach vibe or the South Beach vibe. South Peach vibe is okay. the flavor Celsius that I like.
Okay.
And it's got a black top.
Okay, that's cool. Mm. I don't deny. Just I made an honest mistake. Grabbed a white can in the refrigerator.
I've never had a White Claw before.
And Craig, they have White Claw Surge, which is like double the alcohol if you're looking to get wild.
Double the alcohol, but not
like
caffeine,
what?
Right?
10%?
Yeah, it's big. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's big.
So two for the price of one.
Yeah, yeah. They're yeah.
Wow. Might be the way to go.
Because
I usually sometimes I'll have one or two.
Okay. Yeah, well, you can have one and it's like having two.
Okay.
It's like your own, you can have happy hour whenever you want.
Happy hour? I'm down. All right, Pete,
Craig, break a leg.
I saw a movie this weekend.
Okay, now, in a theater or at home?
No, it was a Netflix movie. It's 2023, brand new.
Okay.
So it is called You People.
Oh, was it good?
It's one of the, yeah.
Really?
I've heard all good things about it.
I had high expectations for that movie.
So for those that don't know, it's Jonah Hill.
Yes.
And his character wants to marry a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah Hill's parents are played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus and David Duchovny, who act like it's cool to have a black daughter-in-law, and it's like a thing they show off to their friends, but it's clear they've never had a black person in their house before and they come off as passively racist.
The trailer was hysterical.
It looked very funny.
The girl...
As long as they weren't afraid to offend people. It looked like it was a very funny plot.
It was. It was very fun. And then the girl's dad is played by Eddie Murphy, who was also outstanding, and he didn't want any part of
the white kid.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
The trailer, actually, on Netflix is him and Jonah Hill sitting down at a restaurant or whatever.
Yes. Oh, it is? I saw another trailer. Yeah.
It was at Roscoe's. Some soul food.
I saw another trailer where the mom was in the... with a bunch of beautiful African American women. It looked like a probably before the wedding or something. And they were having a very awkward conversation.
Yeah.
She was trying to fit in way too.
Well, I'm glad to hear that was funny because I'm going to watch it this week.
Julia Louis Dreyfus was funny. Eddie Murphy was hilarious. And Jonah Hill, I'm like Switzerland on him. He was fantastic.
Was he?
He just played it perfectly.
Good. Like Wolf of Wall Street, fantastic or.
That's one of the best characters ever. I don't know about
that. I'll go that far. There was even
he was great. That's a character.
Ray Perlman from Cheers plays the grandma. Yeah, it's a fantastic
cast.
There's
nothing really I need to watch tonight. That's a good break. I'll do that.
That Craig Sheeman, two thumbs up. I think the writing is hilarious, and yeah, it will border on borderline offensive / funny. So, you know,
I think offensive is funny sometimes.
Well, I mean,
if it's done in the right. As long as it's done with humor. It's done with humor.
A couple years ago, Crazy Rich Asians, that was hysterical.
Oh, I like
that was
movie.
A great movie, yeah.
Hysterical movie. Yeah. I mean, it had its, serious moments and stuff, and you always, but, it's entertainment's entertainment.
Lee and Parents says You People, the movie, You People is great. So, good. I'm glad. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad to be ahead of the curve on this one. So you all watch it. Let me know what you think.
Damn, it really aggravates me that you watched it before I did.
I know. This is the first. I'm very proud of myself. All right, the phones are working. So my screen's not updated. Is it Otis?
Otis is there. Thank you for your persistence. Who's next?
Why does it always happen when Otis calls? That's what I want to know. Otis, how
Geronimo's
are you?
Geronimo's next. So hang on there. Okay. Otis.
I can't believe you people are talking about movies after the football this week.
Well, we did 90 minutes of football, and now it's time to pivot.
There is no pivoting. You are not Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. You cannot pivot.
Okay.
You are a sports guy.
Okay.
It's good that some movie somewhere in this universe got two thumbs up from the incomparable Craig Sheehan. I heard you guys going on, and I had to pick my youngest kid up from school. As soon as they tell the teacher his throat's sore, you got to come get him.
Oh,
it's
get
him out of school. They got the plague, even though they're not coughing.
Yeah.
So I kind of been here. I didn't want the old lady call. She didn't want to leave work, so I don't want her to leave. Let her go sell stuff and make money.
That's right.
So I've been kind of stuck home watching. I enjoyed the games, all of the KC Cincy game with my brother. The Philly game I watched, got my workout very late after KC. But I heard a lot of people talking, and it's too bad the Cincinnati fan base is kind of following the Bills fan base with the with the complaints. You know, when it's all right when you're winning and when things go your way, it's kind of a joke. You know, when you lose, you're looking for excuses.
Yeah.
Didn't really care for that. But we watched it. By the way, I did get the stack I told you about, plus another one, you know, on the phone. You know.
Good.
That's right.
For you uninformed people, that's like a 1K.
Yeah, right? A so stack is a thou.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can do that. You know, a stack's a thou. See notice, Craig.
Or a dime. No.
Yeah. Well, you can call it a dollar. You can call it a dollar like they do that in the South, too.
Yeah, but that works.
Yeah. You'd have to be down from Trick Daddy country.
The main phrase is you collected.
Yeah,
I collected. And this guy had he begrudgingly sent it over their Cash App. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But
yep.
Came through this morning.
It,
and yeah, the Cash App is pretty good for stuff like that. It's kind of how I pay my barber. He sent me this thing. This you know, I think he took umbrage with me telling him he was so sweet with the vets. I don't think he cared for that because I guess he played at Auburn. He was a running back. He's out of Naples. He just missed going to the NFL. So those guys don't really like to be called sweet. But I told him he was sweet because he can't beat me betting. He beat gambling. He had an awful day. My brother beat him at Skins yesterday morning at golf, and then he lost for the second week in a row. So it was a terrible day for him.
That's a rough day.
Damn.
Naples guy, Craig's neighbor.
Oh.
Cliff, I hope you're listening, Cliff. You suck at betting. But you know, he wants me to take Kansas City in the Super Bowl. He wants Philly. His biggest flaw is he's a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. That's where he started off wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
He bet with the Cowboys because he loves the Cowboys. Mm. My brother's been a Cowboy fan before I was born.
Right.
And he would not bet me. But back to the game.
Yeah.
Getting too far. Got to get the next guy on. I'm watching, you know, Andy Reid made some really, I rarely bark at the TV, but going into just above 2 minutes, first down,
yep.
First half, 2 minutes left, they throw three straight balls. I'm watching them. I said, this idiot, they got to run the ball. You could eat up the clock.
Uh-huh.
You could eat it up, leave them no time, and they got 3 points. At halftime.
I think even Tony Romo, who's been slumping lately, even suggested as much, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, like I said, that's one of many goofs in this game by both teams.
Go to the second half, Pete. Before Mahomes, they threw the ball like 8. Before he he never does that fumble.
Yep.
Those idiots hear me screaming at the TV. It's first down, you're on the plus side. Run the ball. Mahomes never throws that slippage if you run the ball. Just run the ball.
Yeah.
I don't care if he gets 1 yard. And my brother's watching with me. The one time that he got 1 yard, I said, there's his excuse. He going to throw it. He threw it like 7 straight times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the first half, when you got those 3 and outs, they get the ball with 2 minutes. Luckily, it ends up they get 3. I really thought Burrow would go down and get a touchdown, but a couple of good plays.
But
number 6 was awful for a little while, but he did make that tap up in the air. Deep bomb and 23 intercepted it later, but he had a couple of PIs and he got burnt. You know, but they are rookies. They were rookies. They ain't rookies no more.
But Otis, just getting back to what you said about Andy Reid, and then he does this at the end of the game, which not a lot of people are talking about it. Bengals declined that third down holding penalty on Creed Humphrey. It's 2:36 to go in the game. So it's the game's tied at 20. They're facing 4th and 8 from the Cincinnati 37. Now, we know that both kickers were not going to kick long field goals in that weather. They said it. And anyway, it would have been 55 yards. Fine. But after all those plays you just talked about, Otis, where he's throwing, he doesn't throw. He doesn't want to throw here. He elects to punt, which goes against everything that Kansas City and all the analytics stand for, like 99.9%. Now, it worked out for him.
It was the
because he got it to the 6-yard line, and then the Bengals had a punt again. But I was stunned that he did that.
It was the most conservative punt in the NFL in the last 3 seasons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody's punted from closer to the goal line.
Yeah.
In a close game, there are some factors that go into a score
team,
and all that. But
where
they throw
the ball in any situation on third down, it seems, and long or going for fourth down, and he does that. I was amazed.
Which game did we have the punt hit the wire? Was that the first game?
That was the Eagles game, yeah. The only thing that didn't go right for Philly in that game.
Right. Didn't have video evidence. All right. Thank you, Otis. Let's go to Geronimo, who wants to talk AFC football. Geronimo, welcome to Sheba to Shepherd. How are you?
What's up?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir. How are you?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man.
All right.
I'm Geronimo down here from Cape Coral in Southwest Florida.
All right.
All right. Thanks for checking in.
We love Cape Coral.
I'm a native of Kansas City.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah. Congratulations.
So I wanted to call in and give my thoughts on the AFC Championship
game.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Going further on what Otis said about the narrative that's kind of being spread around about how Chiefs fans should take into account the holding penalties that were missed.
Uh-huh.
But nobody wanted to say that last year in the AFC Championship when we calculated and watched the holding calls that were missed in the end zone and all during that AFC Championship game that they won. Mm-hmm. And nobody wanted to mention nobody wanted to change any rules when the Patriots beat us in 2018 by a coin flip. We were crying babies because we wanted to change the rule.
Well, also yesterday, though, Geronimo, too, there were, believe me, there were plenty of calls missed on that should have went Kansas City's ways, too, as far as holding goes. There were a couple.
There were a couple in that game that no one's talking about.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking
about. Oh, I know. I know.
And, you know, there's a false narrative being spread around. Hey, I think for once in a lifetime of Patrick Mahomes' entire career, I think we should all agree that he's the best quarterback in the league right now. And leave it at that.
Who's saying otherwise?
Oh, I think he is.
No. Us Chiefs fans listened for an entire week.
Joey Burrow.
People comparing Patrick Mahomes to other young quarterbacks that haven't won anything.
Well, but I think comparing him to Joe Burrow is not an outlandish thing to do, right?
I think it is. I think it is because he hasn't won anything yet.
Yes.
But most of those arguments, though, Geronimo, were how they're performing this season. And in the past, look, he was 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's the facts of fact.
We're talking about not the best team, the best quarterback. Now, let's look at the quarterback stats. Who was leading in all quarterback attribute stats?
No, I get what you're saying, but a lot of people were going by, and I'm not saying I was. I'm just saying we break down the numbers. Patrick Mahomes got progressively worse the three previous games in the second half against the Bengals. That's just a fact. And clearly, Joey Burrow outplayed him in the second half of the previous three games. Now, that doesn't mean I would take Patrick Mahomes over Joey Burrow.
We will give you that. And that's why a lot of us Chiefs fans were quiet all this week, where, you know, kind of puckered up and not saying nothing. And I think a lot of the Chiefs players were as well until that game got played on the field.
Right.
We wanted to see how it all played out. But as I've told people, and I've warned people, I do my own podcast and things, and I've warned people that Chiefs defense isn't the same defense that they played back in Week 13.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about those rookies, man, is that they get better every week.
That's true.
We watched it progress throughout the rest of that season as we didn't lose any games.
And Chris Jones was dynamite, too. Jerome, call some more, man.
Geronimo.
Good to talk
Geronimo.
To you. Geronimo. call in again. Appreciate it, man.
Great stuff.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
By the way, real quick, the salary cap is going to be $224.8 million next year. The Bears are projected to have close to $100 million in cap space. Others that have good amount, Falcons, Giants, Bengals.
They're coming in the north. Bear down.
Winter is coming.
No, they're moving north.
Arlington Heights, yeah.
Coming up in an hour, Wikipedia. Your chance to go head-to-head against Pete Shepherd in trivia today. This week, a little different. We'll have a $25 gift card to Custom Threads at Paradise Sports Complex in Naples.
Wow.
Well, they'll have a big game watch party next weekend, or weekend after next weekend. It's featuring the largest television in Collier County, even bigger than my TV. For more information on the big game watch party, log on to playparadisecoast.com. Sheba to Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman to Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Uncrustable has texted in. Am I the only one who feels like Tony Romo is getting more and more annoyed when he used to be, how about annoying?
Annoying.
He used to be so good. I don't understand what happened. There's a lot of people writing about that today, out and about. And we discussed it a little bit earlier as well. Some will say because he's further removed from the game. Maybe he's not as close. Maybe he's just
Working
as hard. I don't know.
Or he feels really comfortable with Jim Nantz and just kind of he's. I feel like sometimes it to just pluck somebody out of the stands and ooh and ah and, you know, the butt smooching of Joey Burrow 2 weeks ago and Patrick Mahomes yesterday. And I don't know.
Do we need to get to the point where color analysts stop smooching the quarterbacks? I love Chris Collinsworth. Smooch. I'm kind of rare in that area, but he does go on and on about the Aaron Rodgers and the Patrick Mahomes, on and on.
Smooch
and on.
Away when it's warranted. Don't smooch away last week when Joey Burrow throws a perfect spiral to nobody, to 5 yards up, and you go, "Well, look at the tight spiral." What?
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Purdue Burger Kyle says, "Listening on the app from a mountain." Which mountain, Purdue Burger Kyle?
That's
we'd love to know. And you and me, we're showing down on Saturday. Yeah, be ready.
I thought an interesting little story that's kind of gone under the radar. I don't know if it's going to pick up some steam, but Adam Schefter on Saturday talked about Greg Penner, the owner of the Broncos, and Jim Harbaugh meeting again.
Yes, he did.
That went way under the radar to discuss the head coaching position. And even though he said a couple of weeks ago that he's staying in Michigan, apparently he said he still wants to listen. Well, why do you want to listen, Jim, if you've already made up and told everybody that you're staying at Michigan, unless all of a sudden the price might have gone up?
It's a bad look. It's a bad look. Now, on Denver's side, they appear to be getting a little desperate. The Sean Payton thing is not going to happen. Apparently, D'Amico Ryans has told them no. Henceforth, the lob of the secondary phone call back to Jim Harbaugh, as you said, after he mentioned to Michigan, I'm coming back, and then he takes another phone call from the Broncos.
No, this was a face-to-face meeting.
That's right. They came out to Ann Arbor. That's right. They came out to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
This is after the statement, I'm staying at Michigan. That's weird.
It tells me it's up to $15 to $20 million. That's what it tells me.
That's ridiculous money.
Well, it's not Arbor money, so I don't care. Hey, look, if he decided to leave because of that, he would not be the first coach by a long shot to say he's staying somewhere and then took off.
But every
even at the
year,
last, I know
every year's a bad look.
Yeah, eventually it'll happen.
I think so.
If he really wants to go back and, if you really want to stay in Michigan, and the only reason why he's entertaining this, Craig, is it's got to be overwhelming money. It has to be. That's the only reason.
However, let me ask you this:
unless deep down he wants to coach in the NFL again,
he obviously does, and he said as much. I think he wants the Super Bowl more than the college football championship. But, Pete, I think since Jim has been hemming and hawing the past few years, over half the jobs in the league have opened up. It doesn't seem that the owners really want him. I mean, Minnesota was he acted like that job was his, and they were appalled, and they moved in another direction. Ross has hired two coaches since then down in Miami and hasn't hired his Michigan man. They don't want him.
The only reason, maybe he's been and his agent tough on negotiation. Maybe he wanted unreasonable money from Minnesota that wasn't there. I don't know. But to have a face-to-face meeting, just to have it, they came to you. They came to him.
Yeah.
I got to think they're going to offer him a big chunk of change, somewhere between $15 and $20 mil, which, that's double his salary at Michigan.
I'm also hearing that the Russell Wilson contract is a problem for the Sean Paytons and D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
They don't want him. All right, it's past 4 o'clock. We'll get into this some more. If you want to jump on, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots of NFL on tap, Wikipedia around the corner, and more Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.